Join us to discuss all things Days of Our Lives, coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why, hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where you get your full recap of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives.
I think we've been with each other for two. We're starting to go
crazy. We need 2 weeks off.
We need 2 weeks off.
I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by these clowns. We have...
Clown number one, Mark J. Freeman.
Bozo Love.
Bozo Love.
And I am Matthew Evan Payne.
The Evan is silent. And we just had a...
What's your middle name?
Mine?
Does it begin with a J?
No.
No? I thought you were Tony J.
No.
Moore.
Tony E. Moore Jr.
E. Moore? Oh, it's J. Jr.
Yeah, it's Tony Jr.
Right.
Yeah. But my middle name is Earl.
Does anyone... Earl.
Is it Tony or Anthony?
It's Tony.
Tony. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, does anyone call you Anthony?
Sometimes they do.
And you're like, mm-mm.
And I'm like, no, it's Tony.
They do that. They call me Marcus. And yeah. I'm like, no.
Because people automatically think like Tony and they're like, oh, you must be Anthony. And I'm like, no.
Just Tony.
You know what's interesting to me? Sometimes I'll say, hi, I'm Matthew. And they'll say, hi, Matt, how are you? And which I don't mind being called Matt, but I think it's weird to introduce yourself as Matthew. And then immediately have someone follow it with, hi, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I get it. I'll be like, hi, I'm Mark. And they're like, hi, Steve. I'm like, what?
What? You mean,
well,
you mean
then
not
they're
Billy?
Just not listening.
It's really weird.
Not hi, Billy? Like,
yeah, I was just going to say, hi, Mrs. Flynn.
Well, for those of you tuning... Oh, we have one more special person to say hello to. She's up in our booth. Hey, Alexis.
Hey,
welcome
everybody.
Back.
Hey,
and since we're not going to be here next week... Let's give her a little happy birthday.
Oh,
yeah, happy birthday, Alexis.
Are we singing it?
No. It's
fine.
Alexis put that to a halt.
I was like, no.
Quickly.
I love your guys' voices. You're amazing, especially when Tony gets all up in it. But like,
hey. You know they call me Beyonce.
Exactly. No, but I appreciate the birthday.
Who calls you Beyonce?
Everybody. And if you guys are watching live, thank you. And make sure
that's on News and Gossip.
I mean, hello. I'm trying to use this for my reel.
Go for it.
Okay, shh.
And then you interrupt
action,
me later.
Action.
I'm going to get up
and
block behind
him. And, of course, if you guys are tuning in live, thank you very much. And if you want to like us on all social medias, do it. Dish and Dave. Got it! Before you on, bye! P.S. I just want to also reiterate, remember a couple weeks ago when I said it's not that far? Did you see how long it took Mark J. Freeman to get to
I'm
my side?
I'm trying to get in my 10,000 steps today.
He was running.
So if I get up and start walking around the studio, it's because I'm trying to get in my 10,000 steps.
Little sprint.
Tony, yeah. I have an important question.
Yes.
What did you think of this week's episodes of Days of Our Lives?
You little sneaky
lies.
Snake.
Days of Our Lies, I just called
Days,
it.
Well, Days of Our Lies. The
Days
lies.
Of Our Lies.
I thought it was an okay week. There were some things that I was like, oh, okay, wow. Oh, they're doing that.
Should I tell my secret?
What's your secret?
About Monday?
It's L'Oreal.
Sure.
I didn't watch Monday.
Well, we had a car chase here in L.A.
A car chase. And they always happen between 1 and 2.
And
literally.
Everything in the world happens between 1 and 2.
Why
LA
do they
time?
Cover the entire
They literally,
hour.
That's all
they
I kept going. I was
said,
like, it's got to stop.
With breaking
news
right
after
this.
And when it got to 45 minutes, I was kind of like, well, at this point, I don't even care if Days on. And I just hit delete. And I was like, I'm not going to NBC.com to watch it. Because it takes so long. And then the internet. And I'm like, ugh,
and
I'm
you
not
know
dealing.
What?
And I was like... If they're going to tell me this week what happened, so I don't...
Yeah, if you missed it, you'll catch it here on Dish and Days.
Right.
I, on the other hand, immediately went over to NBC.com and caught Monday's episode of Days of Our Lives.
I did not.
Yes. Well
I mean...
That's what we're here for.
Yeah,
we're here to fill you in.
Got
I'm
reliable.
Getting ready for my vacation. I don't care.
I don't care. His vacation consists of a tent in Billy Flynn's backyard.
Yes. So now
that's a brilliant idea, by the way.
I don't know if it's
Matthew,
brilliant or not.
Shush.
That's a brilliant idea.
And of course, before the show ends today, we have a little announcement about a winner of our Allison Sweeney giveaway.
Oh, I was like, oops.
You put your hand up.
Wrong hand.
Yeah, that is the wrong hand.
What?
Yeah, I understand. I just
my hubby put a ring on it.
No one's put a ring on me. Well, on that note, let's put a ring around our favorite show, Days of Our Lives, and now it's time to start
Dishin' Days.
I did a little...
J. James Lott Jr.
And I think we have a new signature, don't we?
We do. We Miss did. Marie Wilson.
Miss Marie Wilson.
Who was just in the studio and lovely.
Couldn't have been nicer.
This thing is starting to get full.
It is. Well, there's still some room on the glass, so we're okay. And they can still sign on the post, too.
On the sides.
And along the sides.
I wonder at what, like, what are we going to do?
I'm keeping it.
We'll figure it out. We'll do rock, paper, scissors to see who gets it.
Yeah.
Well, I think... I think I'll take the first one. That sounds so evil. All right, let's get into it. Oh, so, first off, let's kick things off with Deimos, Nicole, and Chloe. Mouth to the floor, was not expecting Miss Chloe to come up pregnant.
You know what?
I agree 100%.
I wasn't expecting her to be pregnant until she uttered the words, "I'm not feeling well," and I said she's pregnant right away.
But you know what? When she
was that on Monday?
I think so.
It might have been. Yeah, yes.
Well, here's the weird thing. When she said she wasn't feeling well, I thought there was a part of me that was like, maybe she, like, this is all being thrown at her so fast that she was just like, I'm just going to fake this and just say, like, I'm not feeling well. And then when she got up and left, I was thinking, like, well, don't you want to wait until, like, Claire leaves? Because you just had this whole discussion on what Claire's supposed to do, and now you're kind of right. So if you're going to do something sneaky, she's going to see you.
And what was that diva behavior with Claire?
You know what?
With the calendar?
Claire was like, you know, oh, like, there's all these calendar programs that I can use, and you know, and she was just like, "Oh, just make sure that everything's on this calendar, whichever one."
Yeah,
and make
the Parker
sure
gets
about
priority.
Parker. Yes, I didn't see her as being well. At first, I was like, "Ooh, she's already settling to this diva," and then
what I thought too.
But then I thought she's probably given Claire enough stuff to do to be away for a long time because she knows that she's got to go to the local drugstore and get this pregnancy test and do all this stuff, and she don't want Claire to come busting in. So she's like, yeah, I also need that stuff on the other side of town. You don't mind, do you?
Thank you.
That was Monday. I didn't see that.
You can go back and watch. It's on NBC.com until probably tomorrow.
Yes. I just want to interrupt really quick just because I think this is important.
Yes.
Marlon Wallace just wrote in the chat room that she wants to put a ring on Tony E. Moore.
Well, if you like it, then you should put a ring on it. Well, thank you
just
for
Marlon,
that.
Marlon Wallace, I think is the name.
Well, thank you, Marlon Wallace. I appreciate that.
Got a fan for life. Maybe literally. I will say this. Okay, so I didn't expect the Chloe thing. I'm happy with it.
Yes. I have a however comma.
Right. You want to do your however comma?
You do yours first.
I guess I should save it for predictions because I kind of have a prediction of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, let me jot it down because I'm going to forget. but I liked it. I was happy with it. I was like, okay, now we can see that she's pregnant. You know, we'll actually be able to see her legit pregnancy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's pregnant at the time they're filming.
Yeah.
I think it'll add a good story for her and Nicole.
But that's where my high over comma comes in.
But see, I think then that leads into my prediction, I think. So go ahead.
See, I feel like it puts Nicole and Chloe against each other again.
I think my prediction will remedy that.
Okay. Make sure you write it down.
I am, because I will forget.
Ari Zucker is showing up to work.
Well, she always shows up to work.
Yeah.
That passion that she has between Deimos that she's just so trying to fight. It's like, girl, you ain't had none since Daniel.
She fights back tears with the best of them. When she gets emotional, I believe her. Like, I want to know. I want to ask her when she comes in what she channels to get that.
Yeah.
Like, I think my opinion is that a lot of the Daniel stuff actually has to do with her real life relationship with Sean Christian.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it does have a lot to do with that.
But I don't know. I haven't heard her say that, but that's just what I think. But I just love when she gets emotional and her heart-to-hearts. I get hooked on every word she says.
Yeah. And speaking of Daniel...
Speaking of who? Insert...
Can we get a close-up on Tony?
Speaking of who?
Daniel. Someone in the chat room, when we were talking to Marie, I had said, I have a theory that the good quality actors get fired. And somebody in the chat room went, oh, so are you saying that Daniel was a good actor? And my answer to that is yes.
Oh.
Oh, wow. I feel like I'm running late.
I'm just making sure everything is intact.
I'm still asleep. Like, I think someone's going to call me and be like, you're late to our show right now.
Yeah, well, I think it's a shame that they got rid of him.
Now wow, you're taking now it too far. Mean. Now you're just now taking you're it too mean. Far. Okay, so...
I'm trying to be nice.
they did a close-up on you making that face.
So,
I also want to say, too, because I'm just so angry that people are leaving. Because Philip and Chloe just... I love seeing them together. I'm sorry. Yeah. I love it. Like you said the other week, it just reminds me of the old days.
Yes.
And I know that it wasn't the same Philip... But I really like John Paul. Yeah. I really, really like him.
Yeah.
I like what he's bringing. I love the they have a history and they can. I just think there's so much with
Belle and Chloe and
just all
Sean
of that. Like it should
Phillip.
Be like that's who this show should be about right now.
Yeah.
It should be about Belle, Sean, Philip, Chloe, Chad. Abby,
Nicole,
Damon, those are the meat and potatoes. Should be the meat and the potatoes of the show, and everybody else just kind of trickled in. Because I'm sorry, even Belle with Chad, you know, and somebody was saying on Twitter, I think it was, they were talking about it, that how annoyed they were that it took Belle to come in, his lawyer, to show any kind of sympathy for Billy or for Chad,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean? Like it just
for Billy,
yeah.
Billy, I mean, he gets a lot from me, but But you know what I mean? Like, those are the times I perk up. Those are the times I pay attention to what's going on. And how many times did I have to rewind this week because of stuff? I was so bored out of my mind.
I agree with you about the scenes with Philip and
Chloe.
However.
Comma.
I don't love the storyline about Chloe and the music and her singing and
doesn't
Philip
bother me.
Philip Pep talking.
But were you watching when she
May
was
I
on
finish?
Originally?
Her saying about or the comparison that Chloe will be the next Adele. Did you see that?
Yeah, but were you watching when she was on originally?
Off and on.
See, that's the thing. Is like that's part of the history, and because you weren't there for that history,
well, not 100% there, but I was in and out.
But
yeah.
Well, or maybe I was at In-N-Out. It was one of the two.
One tiny thing that kind of bugs me is... Wait, are we... Oh, yeah, we can mention this. How...
Are we live?
Are we taping?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean... No, I didn't even put this anywhere. So, the tiny thing is Philip and Belle's conversations and how Belle tries to make it like Philip has some... grand scheme to like woo her, or like it's something to do with her, and it's like, no, it has nothing to do with you. Sorry, that's all. So, so anyway, back to Deimos and Nicole, very passionate couple. Was it me, or when he was playing the piano again, all I could hear is, I want to have sex with you again.
I thought... Hang on. Laura in the chat room says, I was there for the history, and it annoys me they bring in Chloe singing. So...
Well, okay.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it. I'm right.
You know he digs deep for that one
and
person.
And he sent Laura a $20 bill to write that in the chat room today.
Via
so
PayPal.
I don't believe it for a second.
See, but she agrees with me, like I just said, or both of us. I do like seeing her and Philip together again, though.
Yes.
I like seeing them, too. I just don't care about the music.
Okay.
Or
you
don't have to. The pre-recorded track that she's lip-syncing over.
Well, I'll tell you
something. Hey, I'm all about lip-syncing.
We know. We know.
It is an art. A dying art.
So Deimos, Nicole has finally kind of given in to Deimos.
That was sudden.
She tried to resist.
I just,
but it's not fully. And he, okay, listen, hold on, Deimos. Like, I don't know what it is about you and these rash decisions to propose marriage to all these people.
That's what I was gonna just say.
Like, pump the brakes. Slow it down a little bit. You got to play a couple more songs on the piano before anybody
Vincent's
is willing to like
this piano player, isn't he?
I mean, I'm
he
sure he can tickle
piano.
Anyone's ivories.
Mm-hmm. I think that's happening too fast, unless it's leading into something that we don't know about.
Maybe
that's the only thing that I'm just kind of like, because I think it would be fun to. I mean, that's part of the fun of when you know. the watching these relationships is that there is that they don't just get together. That there is some sort of. So I'm assuming if that is going to happen, then there's something else planned next that's going to.
I think what's so hot is watching him just go out and like listen. Like I want you. I want to be with you, and seeing her being like. I want to be with you too, but I can't tell you, so I have to like resist. And
the whole push and pull of it all.
Yeah, and then when he does something like let's get married, it's like,
yeah,
it ruins something. I want to know where Kate is. He was just making love to Chloe a couple weeks ago. It's all moving too quickly.
She's preggers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
So, it'll be interesting to see that dynamic and where they go with that. Yeah. All right. So that's pretty much what happened with them this
week. I wonder how long Chloe's going to hold a secret.
I think
people... We'll wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
Next up, we have the Aiden-Justin-Andre storyline.
This is the storyline that excited me this week. It didn't start off like that. But
it didn't start off like that.
Towards the end.
That one moment on Friday at 1:58 p.m. that I was like, okay.
Well, the beginning of it when Aiden and Andre both broke into each other's room.
Yes.
I was like, I was actually confused. I will admit, I had a blonde moment. No offense to those who are blondes. But when Aiden broke into Andre's room, I typed in my notes, Aiden broke into Andre's room. And then he went to his room, and Andre was there, and I was like, is that Andre's room?
Yeah.
Like, I was confused for a second.
Yeah.
Until, you know, he was like, we both broke into each other's rooms. Yeah. And I was like, got it.
I just, and we've talked about this before, but I don't know. I'm like, I'm just annoyed that they're making Aiden into the... I don't know, because he just doesn't come across as a villain to me. So I still see him as being kind of led. You know, like that he's still being kind of blackmailed into doing it. Like, I just don't generally feel like he's being malicious. Which I think is fighting what they're trying to present.
You know why? Because I feel like when we think of a villain... We think of someone like Stefano or Victor, someone who's like really in control, where I think Aiden brings on a very like, on the surface, I'm very chum chum chitter chum chum.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down inside, I'm just a very sneaky, manipulative person.
I don't believe that, but whatever.
I just think he's weak. I think he's a liar.
Well, I mean, he is weak when everyone's like beating him up, including Hope.
I like when Aiden found the deed in Andre's house, and he like.
You mean Andre's a hotel room?
What did I say?
House.
No, he found the deed of the house.
Oh, of the house.
Of the house.
I thought you said in Andre's.
Oh, is that what he found? I wasn't gonna get up to look to see what it said.
It was just a deed, and then Andre said, "I knew that you planted that."
My pizza rolls would have gotten cold.
You need to get glasses.
I have, but my teeth. I have these are reading glasses. I can see far away, but you put it on the screen and it's this big. I'm like, I have to get up and go look at it. Pause.
Oh, but tough life.
Move the dogs. I have two dogs that like to lay on my lap and that to get out of the bed.
Here's a question for you. How many times have you paused on Billy and gone through those same things to get up and look at that TV?
Good question.
I've paused, but I haven't had to get up and go look.
Oh, because what you see was big enough?
Big enough. Went there today. You're gonna need a 2-week break from us now.
Okay. So Aiden found the deed, they had it or whatever, and now they have.
And Andre was like, you think that I didn't know that you were gonna be my hotel room? I left that there so you would find it. I thought
right.
It was,
yeah, that's the stuff that I feel like is just it's a cop out.
Yes. I love that Andre was looking through his computer history, and he was like, you know, you just seem so fascinated as I go through your computer history here. Look, you've done this, you've done that, and D.A. Justin Kyriakis. And it's just in him. And I was like, now, if I went through my friend's computer, let me tell you. I come across
videos.
Something else, yes, and some other things. But I found it more interesting later on in the week when Aiden executed the plan of getting the position of district attorney by Andre sent him to the meeting at Club TBD, and he overheard Roman and Justin talking. He then intercepted the cop that Justin was supposed to meet up with, because Justin thought, like, ooh, yep, it was me, so I gotta dodge it. But then Aiden ended up getting all the information, taking it to Abe, and then Justin got fired, and now we have DA Aiden Jennings. How do we feel about that?
I think Annie wrote in the chat room, he can't be any worse than Justin.
Thank you.
I mean, we'll see. Again, it's getting to that point where I'm just like, I'm not going to get excited. And, like, prove it to me. And you got to earn it.
I just think it's going to be Roman, you know, every time Aiden gets a case, Roman's going to battle Aiden, and it's going to be like...
Yeah.
I swear you can understand what he's saying. I can't. Poor thing.
I do have to turn it up sometimes.
Well. And rewind.
And put on the closed camera.
So awful.
You're like, could you send me a copy of Friday's script?
When is it? Is it tomorrow yet? Is my vacation starting yet?
Oh, boy. I forgot to say, in an essence of time, this week we are not going to take calls throughout the storylines as we normally do. But if we have enough time, we'll take a few calls later on to let you guys comment on this week.
So are we done with that?
Yeah.
We're moving on to the next.
Sure. So that was it, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, that was pretty much the gist.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
Who could we talk about next?
Rafe and Hope?
No. Ugh.
Is that next?
No. We're going to talk about Jennifer and... Chant.
Oh, are we?
Okay. Well, and I think we should include JJ in that and Matthew Ashford.
Yes. And Matthew Evan Payne.
Well, no, not him. Because I think the Devereaux's and the Devereaux's in-law knocked it out of the ballpark this week.
Yes.
I thought they all did.
Did you scream when Jack came back?
I tweeted it. I'm like, he was on screen for 10 minutes and they were the best 10 minutes of the week. I just don't get how you watch that and you just don't go, okay, we need to have him back.
Well, they keep having him back. They're having him back more and more frequently. So maybe
ghost.
They do it on The Young and the Restless for one of the...
Well, I'm not happy with that. I want him back.
I get it. I understand.
Is it weird, though, that when he did come back, I wanted him to say, like, as Jennifer was explaining that they think Abigail died in the car crash and everything like that, I wanted him to say... Well, I don't see her up here.
I know! That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, well, wouldn't he know if she was mad? He'd be like, girl, I haven't seen her.
It's like, listen, I get the newsletter every day of who's going to come up here.
I checked to see the roll call. Yeah.
I didn't see her.
Devereaux did not pop up. I agree with that. I did think the exact same thing. It's just so great. It was kind of jarring to me because I thought, did I just miss something? Because it went, she was at... the Demira house, and then boom, she was in the park.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
In the private area.
Yeah. Oh, we're jumping. Okay, we're jumping. So that jarred me. Mm-hmm. But I just thought him getting the letter, him reading it, just the discovery of it all, and then him with Belle later and everything, I thought that was all wonderful. And then we do find out that it's Andre who's leading this parade.
I loved the scene. I think it was on Monday when Chad was having a nightmare. And all you saw, you thought it was Abigail.
Now,
that was not because I saw that. The silhouette.
The silhouette.
Now, listen, there was no point in time ever during that
at that all, I didn't know that it was Jennifer.
I didn't know who it was.
Oh, you didn't know? I knew it was Jennifer.
But I knew it wasn't Abigail.
Yeah. So that sounds an awful lot like Jennifer, but are they bringing Marcy Miller in already?
I thought, my first thought was, well, why didn't they just bring Kate Mancy back for this? I mean, they brought Rob Wilson back for his stuff. And then I was like, oh, okay, well, it's a dream, whatever. And then I was like, well, who's playing her? Because, like, they got a wig on. Like, what is this?
Because I knew right away.
The hair looked red. And then...
It looked, yeah.
Yeah, and then it...
Well, you could even tell from the warped voice. Yeah. It did sound like
Jennifer.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this does sound familiar. And then she walked through, and I was like, oh, hey, Jen.
Yeah.
The scene with Matthew Ashford and Missy Reeves was... really kind of heartbreaking when Jennifer asked Jack, well, she told him to go away, and then all of a sudden he just
disappeared,
trickled away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was sad.
It was sad.
And I don't even, think he's gone for
even
too
at
long,
that
though.
Point, I wanted him to bounce back and go, she's not up here.
I just thought it was great. I thought it was a perfect way to end for 2 weeks for me. You know, it completed me, and I, you know, Billy, of course, knocked it out of the ballpark. As
and usual. Billy completes you, and...
You know, I just want to see, like, a Jack and Chad scene. Like, you know, if Jack came back, mm-hmm. he would just not like Chad. Like, he's a Demira. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, it would just be so much, it would just bring so much to it. And Missy Reeves is just knocking it out of the ballpark, too.
Yeah.
Like, I just, even her scene with her in the room cleaning up. The baby's room, which I thought was funny that she was cleaning the room. Like, it's
that
a
was
baby.
Someone
and
else's,
that she found the pills?
Yeah. That was someone else's nursery, by the way. I actually thought that it was the nursery for Tate when Kristen had him, but I looked and I found pictures and it wasn't the nursery, but that set has been used for another child.
Sure.
And
yeah.
If you know sure. who it was, please let me know. But I loved that Mike Bowman said Jack and Isabella should team up as ghosts. I loved Isabella. I loved her.
Yeah.
So good. She was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We should try to get her.
Stacey Greeson.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, we're open to everything.
Why haven't you gotten her before?
We'll discuss that after the show.
I beg your pardon, sir.
And I was thinking on the way here, and I think you guys can help us with this. Speaking of Missy Reeves, we've had all the other Devereaux. Jack's been here. Casey's been here. Kate's been here. We need Missy Reeves.
I agree.
And I think you guys should help us and tweet her and say, Kate Mancy, check. Casey Moss, check. Matthew Ashford, check.
Matthew who?
Ashford.
Okay.
Check.
I caught that too.
Yeah.
It's my drinking.
Yeah.
And then Missy Reeves, ..
You know what?
Well, if you can do it within 140 characters, if not, make it work.
Well, I will say this. Missy is an extremely nice woman, and I've talked to her. We've talked a few times about her coming onto the show. She does want to do the show.
Okay, good.
So it's just a matter of scheduling. So
it's just
you
a matter
guys,
of annoying her
you,
on Twitter.
Yeah. So you guys can now help with that. You guys yes. need to, like, tweet her.
Sebastian said, Matt, it was the same set they used for Thomas in the Demira Mansion. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they said that she did the nursery.
Because it was before. The same wallpaper. It just all looked the exact same to me.
Okay, my question to you guys is this.
Thank you, by the way, Sebastian.
Are we or are we not annoyed by this custody case?
Jennifer doesn't need to be suing for custody of
Thomas. I don't feel like she should be either, but I also feel like Chad shouldn't try to not allow her to see Thomas.
But I don't think he is not allowing her. I think he is now because she's trying to take him.
I think
because before he was letting her see him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to leave him with her,
right.
Which is understandable.
Right.
I wouldn't want someone who was suing me to come over to my house and just show up. Like Jennifer,
she shows up a lot.
Jennifer just walks into the Demira Mansion and she's like, I'm here. Then they have a discussion about the baby
mm-hmm.
and do you want me to take care of him? Now I've got it under control. And then they argue again and she leaves.
Yeah.
I will tell you guys this because Billy did tweet me this today, this week.
Oh, Billy.
When Belle comes in and she's like, oh, Harold or whatever, let me in. And he goes, oh, yeah, he does that.
That was an ad lib.
Yeah.
Well, look at the brilliance of Billy Flynn. You know, he is quite a fine actor and a scholar of a gentleman.
You know how on another storyline, you know how everyone keeps telling Adriana that Hope's really not that bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like people are doing the same thing with Jennifer, where it's like, are you sure you want to sue Chad? I feel like how many people can keep telling you
and Doug and Julie,
no one's getting the message?
Yeah, well, and Doug and Julie, the two people who put it
who
in their mind.
Encouraged her.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
See,
sure you want to do that?
Carolyn even says, Chad never not allowed Jen to see Thomas.
So it's ridiculous.
Just, it is. And it was Doug and Julie. Let's not forget, Doug and Julie added fuel to these flames.
Yeah.
Which I'm not forgiving them for. So
don't forget, if I hear you squirming, you're out of here.
Why I oughta.
Yeah. There's that.
Let's move on.
All right, so now we're on to some tidbits. And, you know, of course we have to
get
talk about
space.
Rope. Rope had some.
I'm gonna go get a coffee or something.
Rope had. Yeah, Rope had a reconnecting moment.
Literally had to. Reconnecting
moment.
You.
They had sex. They made love.
No, they had sex.
They made.
I literally, that opening when he comes into the house and stuff, and I love how she was like, this is such a brilliant idea. I'm like, brilliant? It's a movie night. It's not a hot air balloon ride to, you know what I mean? Like,
Jennifer and Hope had just had their argument.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because Rafe got there, like, is this a, and Jennifer grabbed her bag and she was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I was just leaving.
This must have been Monday, because I didn't see this.
I believe so. Well, they had the argument about the fact that Jennifer wants to hire Aiden as her lawyer.
Oh, got it, got it.
And she was like, but you need someone that's sneaky.
But I was thinking Aiden and Jennifer as a couple. I'm thinking that maybe where they're going to go next.
God, Jennifer's crazy, got bad taste in men, doesn't she?
Well, but this is what I like.
What did you just say?
Aside from Jack. Oh.
This is
what, she hasn't had a really successful relationship.
So. Well, but I think Daniel this could work.
But this is what I liked about Aiden.
Close but no cigar.
Aiden was like, I can't do that to you and Hope, so I cannot take your case.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't think
He didn't want to take the case because he had other plans about getting district attorney and he wasn't taking on the whole caseload.
And then Jennifer, by the way, we can't forget before we switch gears, we can't forget to mention the Jennifer finding pills and her...
We started talking about it. We kind of drifted. Yeah.
But I mean, what else? She found pills, she threw them away. Although I thought it was ridiculous that there were pills in the nursery.
Well, I thought that at first, but then I was like, but she was hiding them throughout the house earlier. So I kind of was like, okay, I'm going to let it go. Mm-hmm. And it's Jennifer.
Thank you, Elsa. So Rope had a moment. They made love, and that was that.
I literally had to rewind that scene 3 times to get through it. To actually hear what was being said.
Nothing.
I just didn't care. I will say this, and actually this might be a good time for me to bring this up, because I did a poll... For this.
You did a lot of polls.
I did a couple polls.
And you've done a lot of polls.
Uh-huh. We're going to let that one go. Now, let me see if I can find them. Because I did one about Rafe and Hope, and I said, here it is. I said, so now that Rafe and Hope are together, which, you know, in daytime means we're done with you, does that mean back burner time? 74% of people were like, yes, I agree.
Wait, what?
I mean, I got a lot. That's probably the poll that I got the most reaction tweets to.
Uh-huh.
Just a lot of venom towards the Rafe and Hope.
Yeah,
It kind of like what I was saying, too, is I feel like, and I don't know if I said this on camera or if I was saying this in the hallway, I just feel like it's you're shoving something down my throat that I don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't care about. I generally feel like people sat in a room and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to make you guys a super couple. Super couples happen. They're mm-hmm. not made. Mm-hmm. They just, you go, oh my gosh, did you guys see that chemistry?
Mm-hmm.
You know? For an example, very good example, because we've been talking a lot about Santa Barbara lately, Eden and Cruz, which was probably one of the hugest super couples. She was brought in to have a relationship with Warren Lockridge. Like, that was going to be the two families, like Romeo and Juliet thing. And they saw the spark between
A. Martinez
and Marcy Walker, and they were like, uh-uh, we got to do this. And that's where that happened. And that's what it takes.
I didn't really watch the show very much, and I even knew. That's right.
Just sitting in a room thinking of good ideas and what you want. You watch, and you go, wow. I saw Belle and Chad together, like, wow, did you see that? Like, that's something.
But here's the thing, though. The problem is, and I was talking to someone about this, is the fact that they do film so far in advance that they're not able to, like, switch gears.
I agree, also been saying for a long time that needs to stop.
Well, there's only so much we can do. We're trying to get people back on the show. We're trying to get me on the show. We're trying to, like, you know... We
got a lot going on.
We got a lot...
And speaking of Chad and Belle, I did another poll saying... I said it before, I'll say it again. I just love Billy Flynn and Martha Madison together.
You just want to say Billy Flynn.
Team Chell. And 64% of people agree with me. And then my third poll was about Matthew Ashford. I said he completes me on about Ford.
How does Billy Flynn?
He was on. He's okay with it. It's a different kind of love. He was on for 10 minutes and about the best 10 minutes of the show. Do you agree? Disagree? 95% of the people agreed with that. So, thank you for participating in my poll.
And thank you, Annie Goen, who said, I feel like there's a reason why they had Jennifer finding that pill bottle other than just throwing them away. And I totally agree, Annie. Thank you.
Yeah. Like a prediction.
Yeah.
That kind of,
yeah,
kind
a little of a foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're into tidbits now, right?
Yeah, we've been into tidbits.
We already did that. Check that box. Let's move right along. The Gabby was attacked in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And just FYI, if she sprayed him with pepper spray, he would not have recovered that quickly.
Well, that can was huge.
Yeah.
First of all.
And he was just like, where'd she go? I'm like, no, that's not how that works. Oh, I was like, oh my God, who's here? Billy Flynn.
Well, look who just came in, honey. It's James Lott Jr.
Hi, guys.
What's going on?
How
I was
going to
say,
you
can sit here, but there's no seat.
There's no seat.
Hi, James.
Boop. Hi, what's new? What's shaking?
How are you?
Fine. I'm with headphones on. I'm Richard Freeman.
Hi. Look, everyone, it's James Lott Jr.
Where's my camera?
We were just talking about
the middle one.
Hope.
It's just the middle one.
Oh, the middle one. Talking about Hope.
Are you
Hope
and Rain.
No, I just came in to say hello and say hi to the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony got big things going on, too.
Me?
Our sister network.
Well, you know.
Got some good stuff going on.
You know.
And tomorrow night, we got something we're doing, too.
Yeah, we do. I'll make it at the... Should we tell them now?
Let's tell them now.
Go ahead.
What are y'all doing?
Our Chica Darbo is back.
Oh, that's right.
We get to do her, and we talk about her prime time.
We're going to do her.
tune in for that.
Yes. So, and that's tomorrow night at
7 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
She's talking about her Emmy nomination for Acting Dead.
Yes.
Prime time.
Yeah.
Like, she's good. We loved her. She was so nice.
She was super nice. Yes, and James shared the photo of the first time that they met.
Yes,
back in
1999.
It was only just a mere few years ago.
Two or three.
Yeah, a few.
But with that, well, you guys are talking to Patrika tomorrow, and then Wednesday at 1 p.m., Crystal Chappell will be here.
I'm so jealous, you guys.
Yeah.
That is a good
idea.
The chat room is blowing up. Hi, James. Hi, James.
No, I'm very jealous you guys got Crystal Chappell. That's a good get. She's great.
Yeah.
You guys had Louise Sorrell. So you talked about the other side of Buried Carly Alive.
Yes.
No, we will.
I know.
And then, of course, right after Dish and Days, we have...
A GH report.
That's right. You're trying to hit all the cameras, aren't you?
I know, like,
she's trying to find all the lights. It's like we're reunited again. Chocolate twins.
Oh, my gosh.
Screenshot it. And also watch Bowl Breakdown tonight. We always drink. It's at 8 o'clock.
Oh.
Wait, did you do all your shows?
Just that one.
Oh, just that one?
He's got to end with the drinking. I don't blame you.
You started drinking on Days of Our Lives and just brought it over. Right. So glad you stopped in, James.
Bye, James.
Bye, James Lott Jr.
Bye.
I feel like you can't just say James. You have to say
James
Lott
Jr.
James Lott Jr.
Yeah, you have to.
What a day.
I know, right?
Here we go.
Oh, they look cute. Okay, so moving along quickly because we only have 15 minutes.
Okay.
Go.
So now
we were talking about the attacker.
She got attacked. And then Dario set it up. We found out later that he paid the person to
so
do it.
So stupid.
It's just feeding into that.
It's like, Dario, Eduardo has already apologized and explained, and we are, like, the family's trying to move forward. Why are you still holding on to this grudge? Like, even he is doing everything he can. He's a bartender at Club TBD for...
I think it's because Dario is deflecting. I think that there is more to it because it is because of Dario that Gabby was attacked, not Eduardo. And
right.
I think he's trying to place the blame on Eduardo and say, see, I told you.
Oh, absolutely.
You're up to no good.
Yeah.
I thought Gabby was excellent in those scenes,
too. I thought so, too. Yeah. And I love
her. I like her.
Was her scenes with... Sunny this week, or was that last week?
That was this week, right?
At Tuesday, I think it happened Tuesday.
Right, because he came in on Friday.
You should remember, that's the first thing you watched this week.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why it seems so long ago.
Yes.
It's funny to me, with Gabby back, I like her so much more this time than I did last time.
She's a little feisty.
Yeah. I think she's settled in.
Yeah.
I think she knows who she is,
yes.
And she knows the character now,
yes.
And I think it's like, okay, I got this.
I got this. Yep.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. Before we switch over, TBD, has it been remodeled?
Not yet.
It's like, it does not look remodeled.
Lady.
I'm like, changing a lampshade is not a remodel for the
one
record.
Step at okay. a time, lady.
Says the gay guy.
Yes. All right, so moving on.
Next up, we have the Victor, Caroline, Brady, Teresa,
oh,
Maggie.
Oh, I forgot about this.
I know. So Caroline comes in. She's got they think that she might have some sort of vision.
I love that.
I like how she was walking around with a toy.
Yes.
She was walking around.
Trying to get a feel for it. Which her visions came all of a sudden. Like, she never did anything or touched anything to make her think of it. So the way that they portrayed it this time I thought was a little interesting.
Mark disagrees, I can tell.
But I love that she... Huh? I love that she saw the vision of Victor, but didn't say anything. Until everyone else left.
She was like, I see you.
Pretty much. Yep. She was like, I see you.
I don't know what to believe. I believe that her visions are probably going to be correct, that he probably does have involvement, but I want to believe him when he says, I had no involvement. I didn't do anything. And she was like, well, my vision says otherwise.
We'll see. And then there was a worker that at the hotel that was explaining how it was weird that someone came in and checked out a few hours later with the baby. So that was weird.
What do you think, Mark?
It was dumb.
The whole thing?
The whole thing was dumb. Her visions were just happened. Like, when she was there was never a channeling of visions.
Yeah.
As soon as they started doing that, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me with this right now.
Yeah.
You've absolutely got to be kidding me with this. You're not Celeste. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so ridiculous. And I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's cute. It's not cute. I do like that she kind of hit it. But at the same time, I'm like, no. And it's been like, oh, I see she's seeing what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's never looking back. So yeah. I'm like, no, that's not even what her visions have been. It was just ridiculous. It was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they were fine.
They should have
She
just
did a
put,
great job. You know, whatever.
Was it asinine?
Blah, blah, blah. Asinine, the great word.
They should have put a Ouija board on the hotel room floor and just told her to have at it. Like, it was so far-fetched.
And since I'm on a tirade.
Which you don't really do.
Rarely. But I will say this. I have been getting a lot of negative tweets lately in regards to me bad-mouthing the show and stuff like that. Here's my official statement. I don't know if, Alexis, you want to put official statement on the bottom here, but it is my official statement.
Nope. Yeah, Alexis, when you have a sec.
When you have a second. We can put that in later. I think because I am a fan, that is where my frustration and anger and angst comes from. So whether you want to hear my opinion of that is, you know, you can tune us out. You know, you can shut it off. You can mute me, whatever you want to do. But that's why I get so hot, and that's why I get so heated, because I do know Good Days of Our Lives. I do know good soap operas. And when I see you trying to just kind of pull one over on me, I'm going to call you out on it. That's why I'm here. That's part of this job. So take that. That's what I have to say.
What'd you say?
He just served it up to his...
Oh. Thank you, Alexis.
Served it up to his...
I'm not saying that you're not a fan if you don't question anything that they do, but I just... That's where my frustration and anger comes from, is that I'm not going to sit here and just blow smoke up their butt and tell them they're doing a great job.
But
I don't work for NBC.
But I also think that that's what we're here to do. We give our opinions.
Exactly.
Everyone else gives their opinions.
It doesn't make me less
opinions.
Of a fan is what
yeah.
I'm saying.
I mean, you know, so we all have opinions about the show, and that's why right here every Sunday on AfterBuzz TV at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we here at Dish and Days give you a full recap, which includes our opinions as well as yours.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Linda C.
Thank
Josephina.
You.
And those of you that are agreeing with me, Casey Lynn.
I like how last week I think it was last week, someone named Laura in the chat room liked something you said. She told you were right.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Alexis.
Someone agreed with you, and you were like, I'm not sure what she's agreeing with, but it's because I'm right.
She's probably agreeing that I was wrong or something. Yeah. You know?
All right. And then just to close out tidbits, there was a great moment between Sunny and Paul and that they were catching up. Mm-hmm. And
how, made me smile.
Yes. And how Sunny actually admitted that Paris wasn't as wonderful as he's kind of hammed it up to be. Mm-hmm. But he came back because.
And I don't believe that he did not go to one gay club when he was in Paris. I don't believe you. I don't believe you one second.
Oh, but you know what?
What homo is going to
Paris? You know,
gay Perry and not going to one gay bar and getting a
little. That's one. And Well, this is one thing that
I hate my co-hosts.
This is one thing I thought of was when
we wouldn't see him for a week and a half if we went to Paris.
Yeah, I'd be like, no. I'd be like Guy Wilson.
Did we pack Matt? Did Matt come with us?
No, we wouldn't see him again until we got on the plane.
He come back with a beret and like, let's go, world. This was a great time.
He's in the overhead.
Who else?
I'm in the seatback.
Who else had that moment of when Paul said, I've been out on a few dates. I was like, when?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah.
When and with who?
Yeah, Gabby doesn't count.
And it wasn't with Henry.
Oh, look, our screen freeze.
That's cute.
I gotta take a screenshot of that.
Yeah, that's once again, funny. I'm not in there. So that's fine. That's fine.
So it makes it so good.
All right. Rude.
Wow.
So rude, right?
I'll tweet this out.
All right. So that's it for your full recap of Days of Our Lives. And now let's go into our segments. And we'll start with mine, which is Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap.
Which I will do later during predictions.
Okay. So we're moving on to.
Yes. So now we're going to move on.
Guys, get ready for this.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alexis.
Moment of the week.
Yes. Did we hear that? Let's play it again, Alexis.
Disaster. Moment of the week!
There we go. Take it away, Matthew.
Love it. Okay. I'm going to just roll the clip. I normally do photos, but this, for me, this is a two-parter. So let's take a look at the footage, and we'll talk about it in a second.
We would just love to have Ariana as our flower girl. Oh, Ari, I'm sure she would love that.
And now just a little bit closer... This was too much.
We would just love to have Ariana as our flower girl. Oh, Ari!
I could just really see.
She looked up like, who, me?
Yeah. She was like, I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay. She's like, I don't want to be no flower girl.
It's a disaster for me. Every time she's on screen, really. I'm sorry. I know she's a little girl, but I like how Sunny was like, did Mommy ever tell you the story about when Daddy and I... And she went, no. Like, she can't be bothered.
She can't be bothered.
No, Gabby tried to give her a juice box, and she said, do you want the juice box? And the little girl sat there like...
She's the new Victor Kiriakis.
Did I ask for juice?
She's that young female Victor Kiriakis. Yes.
But I just love how she rolled her eyes at Marlena like, I ain't nobody's flower girl.
Right. Yeah, she definitely did that look up like, who? I'm not his flower girl.
Yeah, I'm busy.
That's funny. All right, so that has been Matthew's...
Disaster.
Moment of the week!
Wow.
And now it's time for...
Mark's quote of the week!
Okay, so I didn't write it down, so I kind of have to go off the cuff, but my quote of the week this week is going to go to Matthew Ashford for his 10 minutes on air.
Whole 10 minutes?
Yeah.
You're going to do all, go.
No, not the whole 10 minutes, but when it came back from commercial and Jennifer was holding him and she's just like, I could really use somebody right now. And he's like, oh, okay. What did he say? He was like, okay, I'll try not to take offense to that. And then she's like, no, you're in my mind, blah, blah, blah. But I literally laughed out loud. I was like, okay, that was kind of funny. So I'm giving it to Matthew Ashford!
Yay!
His first quote of the week. Yay!
And that has been...
Mark's quote of the week!
And now it's time for fan of the week.
Fan of the week. We actually discussed this in the car the other day when we were leaving our Louise Sorrell interview.
Yes.
This was posted on our Dish and Days page.
Yes.
And I'm just going to read it. Hold on, let me sit where I can read, where I can hear me. I really appreciate that you are all able to do these interviews and that the actors make themselves available to you. I'm not aware of any other venue that has in-depth interviews like these, where the interviewers are fans of the show and the work of and the work of the people they are interviewing. Keep up the great work. And that was from Robert Bogart. He wrote that on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Thank you,
me and Tony,
Robert.
Actually, I had read it and screenshot it. And I was like, oh, that's going to be Fan of the Week. And then we got in the car and he said, you know what? I don't know if you picked your Fan of the Week yet, but I saw this thing. And I was like, oh, my God, I already picked it. So it was a mutual decision. Thank you so much,
The one
Robert.
Time that I actually got to ride with Mark J. Freeman.
Yes, in my Mercedes. Oh, Mazda. Sorry. Anyway, it was an M. We both agreed that it was just nice to hear. It was nice to be appreciated.
You know why? Because I'm gonna maybe go on my little rant a little bit, and then we have to wrap things up because we're almost done. But I just, you know, there are times where we do this show and you just need that feeling of like, are we doing what we set out to do?
Yeah.
Are people enjoying it? Are fans enjoying it? And I won't share the entire thing, but, you know, we continue to try to elevate this show and try to get it out there even more. And we got a no from someone, I won't mention, and we've gotten a few no's. And sometimes it's kind of like, you know, but we're doing something so great and so innovative, and we're you know, bringing fans together, and we just want to continue to do that. And that moment when you get something like that, you're like,
okay,
thank you,
it's worth it. It makes you want to keep going.
Exactly. So anyway,
and it was funny because I was thinking about quitting that day. Wasn't
good. I almost said something.
You're like, fine, go!
Fine, go!
Get out of here!
Well, speaking of getting out of here, let's...
So everybody knows really quick, Billy Flynn just tweeted.
What'd he tweet?
Thank you for that update,
Mike. It says thank you. Probably to me.
And now it's time for news and gossip.
Just to be clear, he didn't tweet Lorraine Love. Just tweeted and the alert went to his phone.
You are ridiculous. All right, so we have been asking for all of you Allison Sweeney fans. Allison Sweeney fans, where are you? And you guys emailed us some great stuff. But we have picked one winner in particular. It's not that one. Not that one
just
yet.
Just kidding.
JK, bye. It's the three photos. So we have the winner of the Allison Sweeney contest, and we felt like she definitely showed her love for Allison Sweeney by using Snapchat and using a wonderful filter. She was able to transform herself into Allison Sweeney
herself.
So the winner of the Allison Sweeney giveaway contest goes to Miss Ashley Curtis. For her wonderful photos. And poor Alexis, I've sent like 15 emails today, and the photos are probably...
I can't find it. Hold on. Oh, wait. No, wait, hold on.
You know what? Did I send them?
I don't think you did. I don't think
you gotta hit send, Tony. You gotta hit send.
Yeah. You know what?
I'll post it on the Facebook page.
You know what I did? I put them in a folder, and I didn't send them.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Go to our Facebook page, and we will show the photos there. But congratulations to Ashley Curtis.
Congratulations,
Ashley. Ashley, congratulations.
Yes.
And when you're done, I think Matthew wants to read them.
Yes.
We kept them away from him, so the binding is still fine.
And, of course, you fans, just wanted to remind you guys that I am hosting the Dual Coast event on September 10th in New York. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have people such as myself, Eric Martsoff, Billy Flynn, Brian Dottillo, Brandon Beamer, Eric Martsoff, and Mary Beth Evans, who will all be attending this event. So make sure you get your tickets. Come meet them. Come meet me. Come mix and mingle and dance and have a grand old time. For ticket information, visit dualcoastevents.com.
And also, if you guys did not see our live interview with Louise Sorrell, who was just a delight, and you can see her dog Woof Woof, who was just a delight, go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in AfterBuzz TV Louise Sorrell, it will be the first thing that pops up. She was fantastic.
She was amazing.
Absolutely fantastic.
That's the photo, Alexis, that you tried to show earlier. The one photo that I actually sent in
our group
photo.
Of all of us.
She was amazing.
She was fantastic.
And I didn't say it the day of the interview on air, which I'm kicking myself about, but I did text you after the fact that I just wanted to say a big thank you to you because you made a childhood dream of mine come true by getting her on this show. I have loved Louise Terrell since I was like, I don't know, 8 or 9, maybe 10. And I've just been a fan of her work. And so having her, I kind of felt like someone needed to pinch me when I was sitting next to her, listening to her speak and having her talk to us. So thank you so much.
And it was funny. I was talking to her. Her birthday was yesterday. So it was the day after the interview.
Oh, happy birthday. Oh,
wow. And I said to her outside before we went on air, I said, oh, and your birthday's tomorrow. I said, it's my sister's birthday. And I was talking to my sister today. And I said, oh, Louise Terrell said happy birthday. My sister's like, who? And I was like, Louise Terrell, the interview that I posted on Facebook. And she's like, oh, okay, I just didn't know her real name, and da-da-da. He's like, she goes, no, that's one person that as soon as you posted, I recognized her right away.
Yeah.
And I started telling people that you were interviewing her, because what was her name? And I was like, Vivian Alamein. And she's like, really? And I was like, or Augusta Lockridge. She's like, that's it! Augusta Lockridge! That's it! So, yeah, it's
people
on there.
People know her.
Yeah.
And people love her.
And that Ron that she gave a shout out to, he's been tweeting about it forever now.
Oh, I think we made his.
We literally made his day month, for having him say that she was going to bury him.
I love that.
And as James Lott Jr. and I mentioned, we will be having Patrika Darbo in the studio for her second After Buzz interview tomorrow at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific. 10 o'clock Eastern. Make sure to tune in. She is a total delight as well.
And also, don't forget, on Wednesday, August 10th, we will have the very beautiful Crystal Chappelle here to go down Days Memory Lane with us, and that's on Wednesday, August 10th at 1 p.m. And now, let's get into some predictions.
Ooh.
Okay, so...
You want to do yours, because you're... After
well, before we get into predictions, I really want to play this clip.
Okay.
So, Alexis, if we can play the... Oh, God, did I send you the clip?
Did she send it?
Did I?
I think you did, because I saw a video in that email that she clicked on when you were scrolling through them, Alexis.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. I'm so professional. You guys, look at what's coming up when we come back. So when we come back, as you guys know, we're off for 2 weeks.
Then don't watch. Take your headphones off.
I'm not watching. I'm not watching because I don't like spoilers, and I don't want to know. I want to be surprised and be surprised.
So you're going to talk through it?
Conspiracy to kidnap my son.
Yes.
Is he really guilty?
You set up my Uncle Vic?
Then, just as she's moving on with a new man.
I want you to move in here. Just say yes.
Her BFF is keeping a dirty little secret.
If you're going to keep this baby, you're going to need someone Dame most will believe is the father. I'm the most believable.
That could tear their friendship apart.
Is Deimos the father of your baby or not?
And the death of his wife.
I married the love of my life. We were going to build a life together.
And her daughter.
Jack, please take care of our little girl.
Could send them off the deep end. Then, a devastating injury.
You're going to be all right, sweetness.
Leaves a loved one's life in jeopardy. And has the new DA uncovered his ex's biggest secret?
What do you want?
I want you to admit that you killed Stefano.
Then, the most twisted event has yet to come.
He hates Salem almost as much as we do.
3 days villains break out of prison.
Get out, Clyde.
You move. You're a dead woman.
To exact revenge on their enemies.
The only thing I want is to watch you die.
And rock a wedding to its core.
Were you expecting someone else?
Morpheus.
What have you done with my fiancé?
All of you need to die.
The new season of Days of Our Lives begins Monday, August 22nd on NBC.
And that is what gets Tony's official 3 Snaps award. I saw this preview and I was like, OMG, yes, 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 wanted more, yes.
Well, again, I'm happy with it, but again, I'm not going to get too excited because they have a tendency to drop the ball.
There's a lot going on.
Like it's going to get shifted up a bit. Yes. I don't know. I'm just curious. Is this the new? Is this now? Dina just came in. Is
this where her new stuff starts? I don't know who's come in, but I see some faces, and I am excited. Like seeing this preview excites. Like I'm like, come on, Olympics, let's get through because I'm trying to see what's going on the Days of Our Lives. Yeah, and that's predictions.
All right, no, I have one quick one, and I think that. I think what's going to end up happening is Chloe will end up admitting that the baby is Deimos's and let Nicole raise the baby with Deimos. because Nicole can't have kids. I think that's how it's going to
twist.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that's where it's going to come down to. She's going to be like, you know what? You can't have kids. You love Deimos. Here's the baby.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have that. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that has been your full recap of your favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives. Before we rush off, Matthew. Tell everyone where they can find you.
So confused. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove, and on Snapchat, Lorraine.love.
And of course, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com, or at Lorraine Love, or at LorraineLove.com.
Or and Marie Matthew Wilson Evan just Payne. Tweeted our picture.
So. Oh, I see love you guys that in 2 weeks.
Yes,
two weeks.
We are off for 2 weeks, so we will see you guys again on August 28th.
I'm going to Japan.
Oh, bring those fans. Bye!
To Narita.
Yeah,
from
to Narita.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.